can't hear it. The volume does not go up.
Radio.
I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my flag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that grind. That whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team. We use the lion shit. Your face game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard with what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef. My verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Circle soup, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best. Y'all still working, call my agent, for the booking.
Yeah, Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got you the wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine, to make you feel alright. This heat like hot bar cartoons. With cream and the anesthesia too. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. And now girl, you know what to do.
Now girl, you know what to do. Ooh yeah. Hey, it's a super bitch up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is the one and only Matt Big Stats Franco. With me, as always, is my faithful co-host, the one and only Diamond. How you doing today, Diamond?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good, and we have two special guests that are also going to be helping us out with this preview of what's to come starting next week. We have Evan, and we have our special guests from the MSFP crew, the one and only Skippa. Skippa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So we're going to tell you about each day and what they're going to entail. I'm going to start it off and tell you real quick about Mondays. Monday is Music Mondays. That's classic interview with recording artists. You know, what you've grown to know and love here at Big Stats at Lower. Diamond, why don't you tell us about Trending Tuesdays?
Well, starting Tuesdays, we're going to have Trending Tuesdays, which where you guys will be allowed to tell us what you want us to hear and talk about. You get to choose the topic. So those will be the Tuesdays coming up.
All right, and due to the popularity of our ins and outs of the music industry shows that we did last year, we have decided to spin it off into a day that we do weekly, which will be titled Wildin' Out Industry Wednesdays.
Woohoo!
We're really going at, where we're really talking and really learning about just how to navigate this crazy entertainment industry, where we'll have experts such as A&R, various A&Rs and promotional experts, and whatever the topic is of the day, we'll have experts on, just like we'll have interesting people come in for going back to what you were saying about the Trending Tuesdays, where we'll have people talk about trends, not just so this is backtracking to Tuesdays, where they'll be talking about trends, you know, and talking about their field. I mean, it's not just going to be musicians, just people that come from interesting walks of life, but we're going to have actors, comedians, fashion designers, all sorts of individuals, and just people that have and just some unique individuals that are doing some interesting stuff. We might have some authors on there as well for the Trending Tuesdays. So just wanted to backtrack a little to the Trending Tuesdays, but also be on the lookout for Wild and Out in Industry Wednesdays, where we will be talking to industry specialists about various topics. Why don't you tell us about what we got on tap for Thursdays?
Well, Thursdays are the days where we're going to take it back. We're going to take a little old school, so we call it Throwback Thursdays. So that's when we play songs that you might have forgotten or the songs that you haven't heard of. So Thursdays will be very interesting.
And we're going to be continuing on each day to still do talking about Thursday. We're going to be continuing on each day. We're still, except for Thursday, we're going to start it off as usual with our regular theme song, God I'm Looking By, my group, MSFP Crew. But here's something you guys might remember from back in the day of that is going to become our theme song for Throwback Thursdays.
Can you do a better one?
This is Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
And that was just a sample of what we got for our intro song for Thursdays. We got Evan on the line with us as well. Before we talk about Freestyle Fridays, tell us about the inner details of the new Big Stats Idol Hour website.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say hello, world. Thank you guys for tuning into the station today. Throughout the last couple of weeks, the station has been going through different changes with this format. And one of the things that we're looking to really get into is we want to really involve the audience. We want to involve the audience in a way where not only do you get interviewed, get your songs played, you can actually get live feedback from the people. And this could be like ratings from, say, 1 to 10, so you can actually see what strangers think about you, and you can potentially get new fans. And we're even starting to do compilation CDs with some major artists in the industry, like Too Short, 50 Cent, just to name a few. And overall, you know, we're just really looking to just to help out entertainers. We're starting to work with comedians. We're getting into acting. We're getting into writers, you know, motivational speakers, pretty much anybody who has something to say. And it's very exciting. I look forward to it.
Now I'd like to talk to you guys about Freestyle Fridays and exactly how it's going to work. All right. You're going to have three judges for Freestyle Fridays. You're going to be graded on a 1 to 10 scale. Lowest score gets eliminated. We're doing it tournament style. At the end of the tournament, the final winner will receive a prize, something that will be different each and every week. It's going to be really exciting. Let me introduce who your judges are going to be for that. Well, we have myself. As people know, I'm a practicing musician that is constantly going on auditions while doing this radio show and just really staying active. I've worked previously as an A&R, so I'm used to scouting and looking out for amazing talents. We also have our co-host, Diamond. Now, Diamond, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking out for when it comes to these singers and rappers who are competing in our Freestyle Fridays?
Well, I'm going to be looking for originality. You know, just do you, be yourself, pick out, have fun. I'm going to be looking for somebody who's, you know, enjoying themselves. Because if I know you're enjoying yourself, that's going to allow me to enjoy myself. So those are things that I'll be looking forward to.
And another one of my partners, who's also going to be joining us that day, I'm fortunate to have my partner on the station as well as my partner on music, Skipper of the MSFB crew, who's solo single, Eat Me Out, is currently the top-selling single on Idol Compilation Volume 1. So she's making some attention, both not only just working with me, but stepping out and doing some of her solo projects as well. So, Skipa, what are you going to be searching for when it comes to these singers and rappers?
Well, for me, it's all about talent and the way they present themselves, like the performance. Like, it's all about the lyrics for me and the way they keep it real, or just, like, the way they say it, I guess. Like, if it's soulful or, like, I don't know, just it has to seem like they're really into it, or else I'll never get into it, and then there just won't be that chemistry or connection. So it's like,
just like any other show that has judges that are critiquing, there might be times where we disagree on a particular person, but it's the overall score that's going to determine how they move in advance in the tournament that we will be doing on our Freestyle Fridays. Also, artists, we have decided, because this is an added challenge that I, for one, had to face myself when auditioning for American Idol, is We're adding the extra challenge of the freestyles are a cappella. Any kind of external sound that they make, even a beat, they have to make with their own bodies if they're creating a beat. If they beatbox and rap at the same time, so be it. But all instrumentation have to be created by themselves, or they can just do without instrumentation, which gives them extra challenge. So there's no hiding behind an instrumental. This is all about your raw talent. Do we have any comments about this from the rest of our panel here?
Well, it sounds really exciting. I look forward to listening to the artists, and just, you know, listening to new talent. You know, it sounds really exciting. I think it'll be a really good experience for them.
I do too. All right. And it seems like we actually have a caller.
We have a caller? We never have a caller.
All right, caller from the 336. Come on in.
Hey, it's Jay Trail.
Oh, Jason.
Jay Smith, you said?
Day Trail.
All right, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hey, Big Stacks, it's Day Trail. I actually called in. We had an interview one day. The artist that you spoke with.
The artist that I spoke to previously?
Yes, Day Trail.
Oh, yes, I remember you. We actually have, I believe we have one of your songs on deck, and so in honor of you calling, we're going to play your song,
Could You Leave Me?
Could You Leave Me?
How Could You Leave Me? All right.
All right.
How could you leave me? How could you leave me? You make me smile, you make me cry. You pick me up, you knock me down. Tell me something, do you enjoy seeing me live on this roller coaster? Every time I think we're good, you tell me for another loop again. When will this confusion end? Show me love. I know you're sent from the God above, but the words you sometimes say doesn't make me love you that way. Every time I try to leave, you do something to make me say, when will this confusion end? I'm so confused, and I'm torn between the two. Should I or leave? And if I stay, worth the fight,
so confused.
And if I leave, will I miss you inside my heart? Confused, how could you leave me? How could you leave me? Confused, how could you leave me? Yeah. Every time I try not to think of you, somehow I always do. The
leave it, I miss you inside my heart.
Jachelle, you still there?
Hey.
Well, we have another call, but very quickly, and call from the 901, we're going to get to you momentarily, so just stay on the line. Very quickly, we were just talking about our Freestyle Fridays and how it's going to be a completely a cappella show. And I figure since we have a great artist such as yourself on there, if you could give us a 30 seconds a cappella preview.
30 seconds? Okay. Let's see. Let's go. I'll do Summer Love. It's another one of my singles. all right. Cruising down the highway, I'm on the way to see my baby. I told my friends and my family I'm taking the trip, I'm going alone. Now that's on the phone. Oh, I don't want to be interrupted, I don't want to be disturbed. No. Was that 30 seconds?
I'm gonna take the call in momentarily from the 901, and then we have two calls from the 704.
Okay.
But very quickly, if you were competing, I would definitely give you a 10 on that performance.
What about you?
Really great.
So, what would you give him? What number would you give him? You said it was really great. Number would you give
him? Like an 8.5 or 9.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you, Diamond? What would you give him on that?
I would give him a 10. That was a really lovely song, a great voice.
Oh,
that's a 10.
Thank you.
All right. Caller from the 901, come in. You're on Big Stats Idle Hour.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, come in. We hear you. Tell us about yourself.
Yes, my name is Josh Williams. I'm a DJ in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was linked to you guys through Dream Squad Productions. He told me to give you guys a call, and so I was giving a call.
All right. What I'm going to ask for you to do, you have the information for the website. Shoot me an email, and we're going to try to get you for a feature show of in one of the upcoming weeks.
Okay, cool.
All right. We have now three calls from the 704, so I'm going to be a little bit more specific. Caller from 704-998. Come in, caller 704-998.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, tell us about yourself.
Say it again.
Tell us about yourself. You're live on Big Show Title. Tell us about yourself.
I think the 704-998 number was. I think the 704-998 number was someone who was calling to support me.
Alright, 704-998. We'll get back to you a little later.
I think the 704-998 number was a number that was calling in to support me. I sent them the number for them to call in and listen.
Alright,
704-712.
Yes,
Come in now.
Hello.
Hello. Tell me. Oh.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself.
Hello.
Hi.
704-712. Are you there?
I'm here.
Tell us about yourself. Oh, Kim.
Cameron.
Kim Cameron.
Yeah.
Hey. We're going to have to definitely get you in for a follow-up. I know that you have both your book and are actively DJing, and we're going to definitely have to get you in for a follow-up interview.
Right, gotcha.
Shoot me an email, and we'll definitely work something out.
Definitely will do that.
All right. We've got to go to our next caller. We got a caller from from 816. Come in, caller. Caller from the 816. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, caller from the 816. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is songwriter Trinidad, and I'm on here supporting Evan. And
what's up, Trina?
What's up? Okay.
Glad you got a chance to call in.
Okay, I'm supporting him, but a little bit about me. I'm a songwriter. I'm a producer. I'm a manager. I'm managing a gospel artist, Chanel, right now. I'm also promoting a new European artist named Maria Michelle right now. And I'm working with a lot of other producers and a lot of artists right now. And I have a songwriter partner right now by the name of Vanya Talese. So that's what's up about me right now. So thank you for allowing me to be on.
All right. Caller from the, apparently we lost our caller from the 704, but we still have our caller from the, from 816-912. So I'm going to let you come in right now. Come in and call her from... call her from 816-912. Come in.
Yes, that was me. Trina Don.
Oh, hey, Trina. All right. So definitely what I... go to our website, bigstatsidlehour.com. You'll see an email. We want to speak with you on one of the upcoming weeks. Shoot us an email.
And what's the website again?
That's bigstatsidlehour.com.
Okay.
We lost either Diamond or Evan.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll speak to you soon. Evan, are you still here?
Of course I'm here.
All right. We're going to make a quick phone call, and while we make this quick phone call... And while we make this quick phone call, we are going to play another song by Jatrell called Your Love. Hey, Diamond. Diamond.
Your love is so fresh, so it's nothing like the rest. Your love is so real, there's no other I would rather feel. No. You take me places that I have never been.
Hey, Evan, it's Skipper. You there?
Hello.
Yeah, Matt was wondering how you like the new lineup.
Great, great.
We're going to play one more rock song, I guess. Crazy Train right now.
All the blood.
Hello. We are working something out right now, and we are going to play one more song, and then we are going to be talking with our co-host, Miss Miss Diamond. We got call in 732. Come on in.
Hello?
Caller, you there?
Yeah, this is the caller from the 732.
Hey. We seem to be having a slight technical difficulty with Diamond. She's listening in right now, but and we're gonna have her in momentarily. But while we get her back with us, tell us, go into depth some of what you think would be great to accomplish with our Trending Tuesdays, where we're going to be speaking to the actors, comedians, public figures. Go into some great detail about that.
Well, in my opinion, I think that any station or anywhere that can accept all types of entertainers, I think that's really a golden tool. it gives the station more flexibility. You know, sometimes we have comedy, sometimes, you know, we have actors. You know, so it could be really a real education to the people. You know, my
right.
opinion, I think that's the best thing for that.
And what do you think the benefits are going to be with these Industry Wednesdays?
Well, Industry Wednesdays is, you know, it's just like, you know, coming to class, you know, taking a test, you know, but they're just helping you out with getting some of the answers. So there'll be people that have very good experience, just like the people that, you know, that were calling into the station earlier, DJs and the songwriters and the managers. You know, so it's going to be something where a lot of people can just really learn a lot of new things. And that's really what it's all about.
All right, we're placing the call right now.
Hello?
Diamond, welcome back. We were having some trouble. We lost connection with you and had some trouble getting back to you, but you're back on air with us. And we're just talking more in depth about these episodes. So tell us what you think we can get out of these Thursdays and these Throwback Thursdays.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of songs out there that people might have forgotten, and I think should, you know, bring it back to them so they can take that trip back to memory lane. And so I think that's what people would get out of, you know, how things used to be back then and the music, how hip-hop has changed since then. Yeah.
Right. And it's definitely been an evolution.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So what are some of the things that you're excited about with this new lineup?
Well, I feel like this is good because we're getting more involved with the audience. Now, we're starting to listen to them and give them what they want so they can enjoy the show as much as we do. So that's one good thing that I'm looking forward to. And also, it also gives us a chance to, you know, to improve ourselves, to show that we care and that we do hear people out there.
Right. I know that we were both privately discussing the importance of and that we still plan on promoting the Big Stats Cares Foundation at the end of every show, that this is a cause that means a lot to both of us. So at the end of each show, we're still going to be promoting the Big Stats Cares Foundation, where people can help not only donate to the foundation itself, but even help in the creation of the foundation. Which,
right.
You know, so we're getting people to even help, you know, they're being part of creating the movement.
Well, it's something great to be part of because I personally know the importance of the fundraiser because I myself was one of those kids as I was growing up. So I really commend you for the fundraiser, and I hope people really do get involved with it. It's a great fundraiser.
And since we have you, me, and I'm also going to reveal that Skipper was one of those kids as well. Tell us about the struggles with learning disabilities that you've had to overcome.
Well, I was behind. I was behind average students. I always had to have a one-on-one conversation with the teachers. They always had to take that extra time to make sure I caught up. And then there was time in my life where people told my mom that I was never going to catch up and that she should just give up on school. But nobody knew the struggle and how hard it was for me to catch up and how difficult it was for me. You know, it was pressure on me and on my family and my friends as well. But over the years, I overcame them thanks to my father. He really stepped in and made sure I caught up. And thankfully, now I'm a high school graduate. But there was a time in my life where I never thought I would even make it past. So the fundraiser is really important, and I understand how it feels to be one of those kids because till today I still am one of them. And so I know how it feels out there.
And Skip, tell us about overcoming your learning disabilities and how they affected you growing up.
Well, I had something similar to ADD, but slightly different. It just made it harder for me to process information. It's called auditory processing disorder, so my parents would pay lots of money for me to go to these learning disability places where they help you with, writing, reading, math, everything pretty much. So then I went to two learning disability schools where you have to take these tests to make sure you actually have some sort of learning disability to get in. And that's where me and Matt officially met, at Frosty School in Pasadena. So that's, I was in seventh grade at the time when he was in
a junior in high school. I was a K-12 school, and she was at the time, she was in the seventh grade, and I was a junior in high school at a K-12 school for students with learning disabilities.
Yeah, so we've known each other for
quite a while now.
13 and a half years, I think. So we've been, yeah. I had to get a lot of one-on-one help with my teachers, too, like after class, because I just could not concentrate with everyone around me. Like, it was just too hard. So, yeah.
All right. So, and if you want to, we're about to wrap down. Now, remember to check out our new site, the Success Idle Hour, and go to my personal site, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by our group, the MSFP crew, hear music that I produce, see all the projects that I'm involved in, including that very special foundation that we're trying to create. So all you got to do is go to that msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll see this beautiful yellow donate button. And we ask that you open up your hearts and you donate, because music really is a lifesaver, and as Skip just said, it really gives the kids that were raised that had these learning disabilities and these difficulties in school, it really gives them a voice to express themselves and really overcome a lot of their disabilities. So this is something that's very important to us. We have time for one more song. I'm going to give you some popular artists, and Diamond, I'm going to let you choose the last song. We have a cover of a rock song done by our very own Skippa. That's a cover of a Foo Fighters song. We also have
a song on here by the legendary pop queen Madonna. Oh. Or we have... Or we could toss it old school with a modern twist with a certain medley of Rump Shaker and Jump. So what would you like to hear?
I say let's take it old school.
All right. Old school? Alright, and we're going to definitely try to, for next week, we're going to have us on a conference call before we call in to the station. That way we don't have any more of these technical difficulties. But let's kick it old school right now. This was performed by Astro. On season one of the X Factor, this is an old school with our modern twist. This is Astro as performed on X Factor season one with his Jump Rump Shaker medley. So prepare for 2 minutes and 6 seconds of old school magic.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid pooping that Ron Pace. I'm like iced tea. I make them pop heads every time I kick a flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Stro if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm about my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it back. I switch flows up 24/7, won't stop till they label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump, Astro, we'll make you jump, jump. The X Factor make you jump, jump. Brooklyn to make you jump, jump. Jump, jump. Astro, we'll make you jump, jump. The X Factor make you jump, jump. Hip hop will make you jump. Everybody's tight and everybody's chilling. I'm always spitting like I got a tooth filling. I got a feeling I'ma win this competition and it's easy cause I'm saving the game for 5 million. From BK, but I'm known worldwide. And I win it cause I got Ellie Reed on my side. Swag to the maximum, ain't nothing free. So I kick the freestyle, but I'm taxing them. Youngin' in the game, I got the game inside my hands. And haters wanting me to lose, but that ain't in my future plans. And I be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave alone. If I don't do nothing else in my show, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump. We'll make you jump, jump. The X Factor makes you jump, jump. Brooklyn to make you. Everybody, I wanna see y'all jumping right now. Come on, jump, jump. Astro, we'll make you jump, jump. The X Factor makes you jump, jump. Hip hop will make you jump, jump. Now when I say X, y'all say Factor. X,
Factor.
X, Factor. Dope.
And Diamond,
we're about to, for these last 4 minutes of this show, we're going to go into lightning round, and I want you to interview the MSFB crew. 3 quick questions. Go.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as Skipper was saying earlier, we initially met at a school for learning disabilities called FrostStick. The MSFB crew originally had four people. We had 2 other members, Crown and Sierra. Crown has worked a lot now with us behind the scenes on producing. Sierra's focused on an R&B career, so she's got off doing some solo stuff. For a short period of time, we had 2 other members that joined us. joined me and Skip along with Crown, Andreas Riviera and Red, and on that MSRPInc.com you can hear a song we did called Better Alive, which is an amazing song. We have to get all the clearance, so we haven't yet been able to distribute that song, but it's available to listen for streaming, and it's a favorite one of mine and Skipper's. All right, next question.
Okay, so what was your experience like when you went to the American Idol? I mean, how did it feel to have such opportunity like that?
When I went there, at the time, I was really building up this company, MSFP. In fact, the MSFP crew is named after the company, this mom-and-pop music label, MSFP, and we were a group of soloists that would perform together as a group, and we would do all these amazing shows all over the place, from the the Hollywood Knitting Factory to the Roxy, and we would be going to all sorts of venues and really having a good time and really bringing a performance. We really wanted to bring that performance aspect, and that was something that I wanted to promote when I was going to American Idol, which is why, because I was so focused on promoting that, people didn't really get that much of a chance when I was on American Idol to really get to know about me, because I was portraying the image of this CEO trying to make it on American Idol. Next question.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. With that being said, what would you have to say to other kids, you know, who plan on going to American Idol and other, you know, TV shows to promote their talent? What would you say to them?
What I would say to them is use it as a tool. Don't let, but use it to network always. But once you do it, keep the ball rolling, even if you're not on the show. Spin off and do stuff on YouTube. Do all sorts of stuff. Really try to brand yourself. And the closer you can do it to the time that you appear and keep it going, just keep the buzz alive. We got 6 seconds and we're about to sign off. So we'll see you next time here on
It's your bro, Greg Bray. You ready to be heard?
So Diamond, in closing, we're about to end this episode, but tell us, what are you most excited about with this, and what do you hope for with these this new programming?
Well, I hope a lot of people get involved. I hope we get a lot of good feedback, and I'm looking forward to seeing the new talents and raw talents that we're going to be getting involved with on Friday. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, we're about to sign off. We got Evan here. We got Diamond. We have myself, and we have Skip. Say hello or goodbye, Skip.
Goodbye, listeners. Till next time.
Peace.